Report co-author John Rogers of the Union of Concerned Scientists says even though power plants use trillions of gallons of water each year, many don't make the connection between water and electricity.
Most of our power plants in the U.S. generate electricity by making steam from some heat source. As part of the process, that steam needs to then be cooled back into water for reuse. So it's the process of cooling it that involves all this water.
Currently, Georgia gets more than half its power from coal and nuclear plants, two of the most water-intensive types of energy. As a result, the report shows Georgia's power plants are more vulnerable to disruptions during heavy drought. It also highlights environmental risks associated with plant water discharge.
As we think about building the electricity system for the 21st century, we have a whole range of options. We think those options should really be water smart and think about what this means, both in terms of our lakes and rivers and in terms of the reliability of our power system.
Georgia, along with much of the country, is undergoing a massive transition off coal to take advantage of the domestic natural gas boom. In terms of water use, Rogers says natural gas is preferable to coal and nuclear, but he argues there are better options.
Wind power or solar power have a lot of advantages when it comes to water. You're essentially using no water in the production of that electricity.
Recently, state energy planners and Georgia Power have taken steps to retire some coal plants and add more solar and wind to the mix. Despite the progress, Sarah Barzak of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy says Georgia's energy planners are still mostly ignoring water implications. She points out any lost capacity from the coal retirements is mostly being offset by a nuclear expansion at Plant Vogtle near Augusta.
That would have been an excellent opportunity to do some real investments in energy efficiency and renewables, which are inherently water-saving. Instead, they chose nearly the most water-intensive energy supply option there is. It can't just be this, if not coal, then nuclear, or we are stuck just where we are today, which is this expensive water-hogging energy infrastructure.
She supports the report findings that recommend energy planners factor in cost, carbon emissions, and water use. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.